This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way.
In defense of human liberty, Alex Jones.
I'll be looking for aid when they pull that gate, and I hope that judge ain't blind.
I found the judge is never blind.
Amarillo by morning.
I tell you, I've experienced Providence big time. I've seen it. Yeah, they took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way, but it just made me stronger.
Amarillo by morning.
Up from San Antonio.
Up from San Antonio.
Everything that
I've
got.
Everything that I got is just what I've got on.
Nobody's got to die. That's poetry, because no matter how much money you have, you really don't have anything. What matters is what you stand for, what you build, and what you pass on. All right, the wonderful South Texan, George Strait, bringing us in. Let's get to some really serious news now. A lot of times I'll be here looking at the stacks of news going over, and I'll see a news story. I'd clicked on Drudge hours ago and read the CNBC article. And I was thinking, now that's a different headline. I've got to look in my stack. I think they changed it. And sure enough, they did. I can show TV viewers this. I'll describe it for radio listeners. So you go to drudgereport.com to find the article, and you click on it. Stocks shrug off Italian referendum as energy leads. Dow jumps to record high. And I went, wait a minute. Their actual headline earlier was the fact that stocks had jumped 100 points to record highs after Italian referendum. Financials lead, U.S. equities unfazed by key Italian vote. And then later, it gets changed to stocks shrug off Italian referendum as energy leads, Dow jumps to record high. Now, it was Matt, one of the producers, said, oh, Alex, look at the sidebar. As we'll put that on screen for TV viewers. It's worse than that. Every headline they can of their most popular is attacking Trump. Amazon just revealed a new plan for revolutionizing how people buy groceries under that. Trump on collision course with China after insulting Beijing twice in 72 hours. Well, I mean, they tell Obama, get off the back of the plane and scream at him. I mean, talk about disrespect. Number three, Trump effect. That house you got for $16,000, more expensive since he won. Well, I'm sorry, popping my ear again, Matt? Oh, yeah. Thanks. I'm doing it from a distance here. My eyes aren't as good as they used to be. Were you on air just now? I got a rule. I really want you guys to be on air, even when you're correcting me. Because I'm teleprompter free, and that's fine, and nobody's telling me what to do. But you guys are in there when I read something wrong from across the room. So just... It's okay. Now, sure. Now let's put it back on screen.
I heard this morning when I was looking for videos for the show on CNBC. It was actually I'll scroll down here for you guys on screen. So what you were talking about, stocks shrug off Italian referendum as energy leads. The changed headline is number five down there on the bottom right hand side of the screen. And like you said, all these headlines right here, they're taking a lot of the successes of the Trump victory.
And spinning it.
Yeah, they're spinning it against him.
He says just three stocks are responsible for almost half of the Dow's huge one-month rally. There's another one, Trump effect. That house you want got $16,000 more expensive since he won. Well, I thought people want housing prices to go up. Trump on collision course with China after insulting Beijing. It's all attack pieces. People ask, why are we all these pro-Trump stories or just stories about Trump? Because it's about the global revolution against the New World Order. Matt?
Yeah, you know, I think this is just a sign of things to come. I think that Trump is going to be kind of at war with the media here for the
I totally agree. Future. If you thought it was bad before, get ready. Gavin McGinnis, the comedian, the media mogul, the funny guy, is coming up straight ahead. Stay with us.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
About 45 after or so is Gavin McGinnis, who is just hilarious. He's a comedian. He's in major movies. He founded Vice, which then got sold off to HBO. And he is somebody exposing this incredible insanity of social justice warriors. Now, since he was on a few weeks ago, right after the election, I guess almost a month ago now, he was on about 2 days after. It's getting so crazy. It's like some form of performance art where a woman shows up at a university dressed like Trump, so everyone starts screaming like body snatchers that have discovered you're a human. Or, you know, you see that a university finds out that a professor met with Trump, so the students all get together and say, fire them. They're auditioning to work in some Maoist youth camp. And then the level of anti-white stuff going on that you see in the news every day with a straight face, just saying inherently white people are bad. It is the purest racism the world's ever seen, but it's run by the elites. And I wanted to ask Gavin, who was very, very happy when we had him on the day after the election. In fact, he said he hadn't slept. He had a beer in hand. Can't blame him. And he was saying, look, celebrate. And I am celebrating. Great things are happening. But the media has only intensified what they were doing. They're only getting more shrill. They were caught lying about polls, being run by the White House and Hillary, caught basically demonizing the American people. It's in the WikiLeaks that they want to keep us desperate and sad and alone. I mean, this is really villainous stuff. This is organized crime at the top. So how do you reach through to their minions who are useful idiots and are basically, in my view, in a cult? They've been brainwashed into this victimization cult where you don't get a better job or a better house or write a better book or have better friends or even go help people as a missionary. No, you just sit around bitching all day with your worthless college degree. So I want to ask Gavin McInnes, who's a smart guy, where he sees this going or if he agrees with me that they're only intensifying the insanity. They get caught being the fake news. They now list thousands of sites, in some cases from unknown sources that the Washington Post runs with, to say that we're fake. Google starts delisting Infowars.com. They're having CNN, MSNBC attack pieces every day against us, misrepresenting what we've said, what we've done. Is this a smart tactic? Or is the definition of mental illness doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results? And if this is a miscalculation by them, which I think clearly it is, where does it go next? I mean, we've clearly, Gavin, seen the death of the mainstream media. Now Obama tells Rolling Stone we're going to have state-run media, and the State Department's going to run domestic info wars. Well, sorry, we're 20 years ahead of them. Gavin, what do you think's happening?
I mean, it is scary. If I'm in a good mood, if it's before lunch, I laugh at them and watch them desperately try to catch up to reality. If I'm in a bad mood, I get a little nervous because I look at the canary in the coal mine in Britain and Canada with the BBC and the CBC, and you see that the state-run media is effective. I mean, you talk to a Canadian citizen today, and they think Justin Trudeau, their Zoolander prime minister, is doing a great job and is very intelligent. And you talk to a lot of Brits, not the majority, but you talk to a lot of Brits and they go, oh, Brexit was a catastrophe. We are a racist country. And you realize, wow, this propaganda really does chip away at someone's ability to rationally think for themselves. But the beauty of the American phenomenon right now, as Paul Joseph Watson keeps pointing out, is our numbers have gone through the roof. We won the election. We are the ones who had the right answers. And I think the left, after all these lies, the liberals who are watching it went, nah, you guys have been wrong on a lot of stuff. I'm going to look up and see if Trump actually said that. And once you start, once you open that Pandora's box, there's no coming back.
It is a paradox. I mean, I think Trump is basically only delivering. I meant to get into it last hour, but I guess here's a good place to raise it. I want to get your take on this. Even the Washington Post came out last week and said, you know, InfoWars and Breitbart will be Trump's biggest problem because if he doesn't 100% deliver, they're going to turn on him. They're salivating that the new populist movement is going to turn on Trump. No, we're not. We don't expect him to be perfect. But at the same time, we need to keep his feet to the fire and give him support so that we're his base, so that this avalanche of awakening only continues. But this whole Soros line that Trump has betrayed us, it kind of fits into the whole social justice warrior mentality that we can't ever win, we can't ever actually have a success, when he's already brought Carrier back, Ford's already coming back, Apple says, okay, we're looking at coming back, the stock market's exploding, he's standing up to the communist Chinese and their arrogance. I mean, all I'm seeing is him deliver. Is he hiring a bunch of former insiders? Well, who do you think knows how to run the frickin' ship? If I bought a submarine, I'd hire a submarine captain and run the damn thing before. They'd say, well, that guy once worked for this bad government. All I care about is he does what I tell him to do. Now we'll see if he goes sideways, but your take on that?
Well, aren't they conceding, by the way, that InfoWars and Breitbart are incredibly powerful? They accidentally do this all the time. They go out on an attack and they end up giving you all this credibility. And I remember you said once, you said if Trump betrays us, we're going to drag him out of the White House by his heels. Now, MSNBC, CNN, all these other media sources, They thought they had the power to do that. They thought they had the power to build a wall around the White House and keep Trump out, and they failed. And now, God, they're such sore losers. We're just watching them flail and fail. I mean, my team is the Mets. We didn't get into the World Series. The idea of still bitching about it weeks after that and demanding a recount and demanding that the Cubs, you know, watch some of the footage of some of the pitches. It's just downright embarrassing. And you're seeing this with the entire left. Like, look at celebrities. Captain America running around with his shirt that says, you know, dumb idiot is Stan or whatever his shirt said. Just sore losing because they've all been in a bubble. The mainstream media thought they controlled the world. The celebrities thought people revered them and cared about their opinion. And they just got a slap in the face. And you and I get slapped in the face all the time. So we just go, psh, and we get mad at ourselves for leaving ourselves open in that slap. They just go, ah, what the hell was that? That guy slapped police. I saw a woman on the internet recently, this fat Latina woman, and she was saying, I just walked by a Trump table and a man shook his fist at me and the police didn't do anything. And you go, first of all, could you be more delicate? And secondly, what kind of Nazi state do you want to live in where people get arrested for going, oh?
Well, also, I bet she didn't tell the rest of the story. I bet she shot her mouth off at the Trump person.
Yes. Well, she claims she just rolled her eyes. But yeah, she started a fight and he contained himself. And that's the best they can do. And then they just start purporting all these fake hate crimes. Have you ever seen more badly drawn swastikas in your life?
Oh, they're always like backwards and look like a 3-year-old lobotomy patient did it. I mean, I've seen.
Hey, liberals, it's very simple. You start with an S and then you do the other S lying on its back, okay? You know, it's not two things going down, and you don't just draw right angles until you're done. That's not how it works.
Oh, my God. And here's the crazy part. The cops, not that the cops are perfect, but the cops in almost every case go and interview who first reports it, and it turns out they get caught and have to admit it. Almost every black church that's burned, almost every KKK cross, almost every dorm swastika, it turns out to be liberals that just wanted attention.
They have built this narrative on racism and evil white men. That's why anything bad about America is because of that. Now, the problem with that demand is if you don't have the supply, you have to start conjuring it up. So they say that Klansmen are galloping through universities on their horses and throwing nooses everywhere. That isn't happening, so their narrative starts to crumble. So what do? To maintain the narrative? You censor information and stop the truth coming out. That's what all the commies did, and it works great. And the second thing you have to do is make fake hate crimes. Not enough Klansmen around? Put on your own hood. Make sure we don't see your black hands, by the way. And then go gallop around yourself going, I'm in the Klan. I'm Ron America. Woohoo!
Well, that's my next point is even when my dad was a kid in East Texas, the Klan were known as the buck-toothed moron idiots, the most uncool people were in. But there were some when he was growing up. Now it's like literally white trash on welfare with one tooth, literally, that can hardly talk. And then they act like it's just this epidemic of KKK running around.
And what are their crimes? What have they done? I mean, if we're going to be so scared of a group, I'd like to see their effects. Coke dealers have a much more dangerous track record.
Well, they cause people to go rob folks to get more money. Exactly.
People have illegal street races, probably have a way higher body count than the Klan. But for some reason, we're focused on this thing from 100 years ago. And by the way, liberals, if you want to play this game, you're going to have a lot more skeletons in your closet. See, that's the thing they always do, too. They go, all right, we hate the Klan. David Duke. Trump didn't disavow David Duke fast enough. All right, we can play that game. Let's bring up Robert Byrd. Let's show Hillary kissing Robert Byrd. Oh, I want anyone who's ever hurt a trans person to instantly go to jail. Okay, well, you're going to have a lot of blacks and Hispanics in jail. They keep going for this bad guy, and they keep getting deeper and deeper in the weeds.
So let me ask you this. What do you think their next level is? Because we're confident. We're dominating. You're dominating. You know, hearts and minds. We just love freedom. Classical libertarians, classical liberals, whatever you want to call us. Just pro-freedom people. But they're saying arrest climate change deniers. They're saying arrest Alex Jones. He's calling for violence. Never done it. They're now misrepresenting. They're saying we want a bureau of control. But as you said, we're euphoric. But at the same time, they mean business. They've been successful before. What do you think is coming next?
You're right. There should be trepidation. We can't rest on our laurels. But we won. And the trouble with previous to November 9th was these social justice warriors would get someone fired. And by the way, I'm not just talking about a few blue-haired freaks at a college. I'm talking about HR at every place you've ever worked. I'm talking about women in the fire department. I'm talking about women getting to be able to skip the pull-ups requirement for the Marines. It's everywhere, this crap. And the problem with it before was you go to the very, very, very top, and there would be Obama saying, we have to make NASA support Muslims' contribution to mathematics. And I think the Redskins should change their name. So he would justify all their erratic behavior. Now we have a tough guy, the bully, the jock from school going, yeah, yeah, we're not doing that. And so once the top, you know, doesn't agree with them, they lose their foundation. And by the way, watching all these mainstream media things flounder, trying to attack us and trying to shut us down, their numbers are pathetic. Their numbers, you get Anderson Cooper having numbers like 200,000 people in demo. I mean, you and I would both consider that a horrible flop. We're in the millions. And I love it when Paul Watson puts up his numbers and then attaches it to a rejection from a mainstream media source, because they want our numbers so bad. And we got these numbers by being honest, which they are not physically capable of.
I remember I got into talk radio when I was 22 on the weekend. It got good ratings. They put me on weeknights. And after about 2 years, I had 200,000 listeners, if you counted the city and then surrounding areas. So the demo came in. They said, this is unbelievable. And they said, over your 2 hours at night, you're now having 200,000 listeners. So that was unheard of. It was the top ratings in the city. Then the politicos came in and tried to shut me down. But that should have told them something then. Let's explain that. Alex Jones at 22 had 200,000 listeners at any one night. People in New York City, folks, with 18 million people or whatever it is, there are some shows with a million listeners a night. Imagine that. There are shows like that all over the country. Imagine the delusion with Anderson Cooper, 200,000 viewers all over the world, maybe a half million. It's a joke, but they still sit up there. Do you think they realize they're a total facade, or are they still delusional? Gavin McGinnis is our guest.
That's a great question, and I wonder that myself, especially with celebrities. I look at them in the newsstand going to get their Starbucks, and I think, do you know how much I'm laughing at you? Do you know how much we're laughing at George Clooney with his hand on his head going, Trump's not going to win. We're not going to be hatred. There's not going to be divisiveness. That's not what America's about. Do you know how comical you seem to be now? And they really are. They're like the monarchy. All these academics.
Trump, you didn't stutter enough. Trump's not. Hold on, let me read my notes. Trump's not going to win. We don't.
I'm bored
racism.
This to you. It's so boring. Oh, he's not going to win. I'll explain it one more time to you pedants, but it's incredibly simple. Not going to win. And the monarchy's been shut off. We've all said, you want to charge us this for the salt tax? Actually, you know what? We're going to have our own little barter system over here, and we're not going to go through you. And you see this with YouTube stars, too, and comedy and everything else. They've just gone, you know what? You've hogged the infrastructure for so long that we built our own roads, and we don't need you anymore. And they come back pleading, and telling them no is just so...
So where do they go next, though? Because doesn't create the perfect storm to have dying dinosaur media, dying corrupt corporate-run monopoly government. Italy, you know, just voted to say no to the EU, taking control of their government, the first step towards getting out. Everywhere this is happening... And they just, again, they just respond even more cultishly. If acting like this got them towards total rejection, what does it do then? Send them into overdrive?
I mean, I've seen this happen to the magazine industry. Their prices were too high for ads. The money got too, the information got too easy to get elsewhere. I watched it die. We watched Tower Records die. We watched Vinyl die. We're watching mainstream media die. And it is beautiful. It's like going to see someone who killed your family in the death penalty. I'm just watching every electrical volt go through their blood and just going. I was at Project Veritas's Christmas party, and everyone there had a Nigel Farage grin that was ear to ear. They were all high naturally. There was a massive dance floor. You never seen an office party with a dance floor before. Everyone was dancing. James O'Keefe was floating about 6 inches off the ground. Just, hey, man, how's it going? Grab a drink. Enjoy yourself. I mean, it is sweet.
That's another thing. You go to liberal parties. They're super uptight. They're super scared. Yeah. Everybody's in little nerd groups. Really what it is nerds took over, said they were cool, and then told us we all had to bow down to them.
Yeah. I like at those parties, too, when there's a black guy there, because they all mob him, because they hate that they don't have enough black friends, and black people don't like them. It really is a sad state of affairs, seeing these people try to enjoy themselves. And I feel like we've been trained with so much austerity that we enjoy the attrition. We like a good fight. So we can disagree with you. You can fight. We're happy to debate. You can get in there. I saw the Young Turks were talking about you crashing their show. And they said, the police didn't even do anything. And he was laughing.
By the way, it's worse. They're liars. For anybody that didn't know, folks thought like it was, you know, some studio behind gates and armed guards, in L.A. No, it's a big air-conditioned garage with plastic tarps put up, where there's literally 300, 400 people or groups crammed in with little studios. They're in the middle of the hall. I'm walking by. Their producers are waving me over. I'm like at a Chinese buffet. I could eat and vomit for the rest of my life. More media. I go do like 6-7 interviews. I'm telling Roger Stone, let's go. He goes, no, let's do 10 more down here. I see him. I go, let me jump up here and say hi. So I jump up and say hi because they'd already invited me on, and they freaking flip out. But then, as soon as they see Roger Stone 20 feet away, they go, he's trying to take over. And if you look at him, they go, you're not coming on Roger Stone. Roger Stone's, I wouldn't freaking come on your show. I mean, the point is, it's like the ugly girl in school. I'm not trying to be mean, but I noticed that, what is it with ugly girls when I was in high school that would always tell their ex-boyfriend that you hit on them when you didn't? It's like some drama. So Chink or whatever his name is like up there like Jabba the Hutt, and then Kasparian runs over and screams, get out of here, you fat effer, when she's the one that basically says, arrest fat shamers.
Yeah, and they spat on you, too. They were spitting on you, complaining that you were assaulting them. It really is pathetic, and it really is fun to watch them. In fact, we call it Young Turks porn, watching that election footage of them slowly collapse when they realize. And there's a great part, too, where he goes, everybody was supporting her. Everybody. The media, Jay-Z, Beyonce. And he goes, what happened? And you go, clearly your idea of everybody is a nobody. You know, and they get the carrier jobs, come up 1,000 jobs. The retort is, well, they're going to lose those jobs soon anyway. And automation is going to be replaced 85% of jobs. And then he takes a call from Taiwan, and they go, he's starting a war with China. He went to meet the president of Taiwan. No, he didn't. And if we did start a war with China, we would destroy them, by the way. Pat Buchanan's run the numbers on this very beautifully long ago.
Well, that's right. I mean, China is teetering on the edge of collapse. They have something like 7,000 riots a month that they admit. They have the most corrupt ruling elite living in total opulence while they feed on their people. And then, did you see a few weeks ago where the Chinese communists were in the news, in the Wall Street Journal, in the New York Times, saying, you better shut down fake news. We own your debt. We're now being dictated to by this tottering empire of corruption.
Well, that worked with North Korea. Remember the interview, that movie with James Franco? They an anonymous email that someone assumed came from North Korea, made us shut down the theaters and ban the movie. It was only available on demand. That was a couple years ago. And that was Obama's America. Capitulation. No, we're not doing that anymore. If we got that threat today and it was signed from North Korea, Trump would make sure that movie was shown in every theater in the country. And we had armed guards there to make sure everyone was safe. We need to defend our rights for free speech because we tried it their way. We tried it the left's way, and it reeked of Stalinism, and that is more oppression and less freedom. And by the way, when we have less freedom, they're the ones who get screwed first. You and I can survive any environment. It's the wimps that are going to be crushed when they institute their own beloved fascism.
CompoundMedia.com hosts his own daily show. Gavin McGinnis is our guest. We're going to come back, and I'm going to ask him what he's looking at. You know, the famous question I ask, what's on your radar? What are you looking at? What do you think is most important right now? Instead of myself here asking the questions, and I want to hit a few other tidbits like Kaepernick, who has this horrible record in the NFL. He's a spoiled, rotten brat. He makes hundreds of millions of dollars. And then he's running around saying, you know, I like Cuba because they're not racist. Do you have any idea how racist the Caribbean is towards black people? I mean, it's more racist than we are now. And I'm not bashing the Caribbean nations or Latin America. Just the utter ignorance of this jackass that's coming up. But first, we have a new limited edition T-shirt. You meet like-minded people. You flaunt it in their face. You wake people up. Hillary for President 2017 on the right arm, InfoWars.com. Spread the word. Meet like-minded people. Supports the broadcast, but on the back, this is new. A goblin design I came up with the graphics folks. let's just say Alex Jones inspired. InfoWars established 1996 on the top. Deport Soros on the bottom with him as a goblin with a big cross through it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a great shirt to wear and support this broadcast. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. No reviews yet. It just came out a few days ago. But the other shirts had five-star reviews and was the dominant T-shirt of this year so far. This is limited edition. We need your support now more than ever. And hell, where do you get bigger bang for your buck? We are savaging these dirtbags. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Ho, 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 this is Jet Watley from Running with the Elephant. I'm on a new CD that just came out, maybe yesterday on Beatle Records. Ho, ho, ho again, and Merry Christmas to you all.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
A lot of people, and I make this point every time I have another talk show host on, say, why do you have other talk show hosts on? When other talk radio slash TV folks don't do that, especially in your same genre. Because I don't look at demographics. I'm not in a genre. I'm trying to change the world. CNN, MSNBC, The New York Times, every time I've been interviewed by them, they say, don't you understand what you say is discrediting? It's not in the mainstream. I'm not trying to be mainstream where we're bent over a barrel by the communist Chinese, and they tell us what movies we can have. I don't want to be in the place where our border's totally wide open and you let people with leprosy in. Might as well at least treat them. I don't want to be in your mainstream where the word mother and father they're teaching kindergartners is bad because somebody else might not have one. I don't want to live in your basket case, fruit cake land, where foreign banks have robbed the country, so they've got a rear guard action of just turning people into mental midgets, basket cases, so they never figured out how they were screwed over. Because that's what this is psychological warfare. I'm not trying to go back either. The Renaissance, 1776, came out of the Magna Carta and the Gutenberg Press and everything we see today. I want more of that. I want to go forward. When they say, oh, the 1776 Declaration of Independence, that I'm totally independent, that as long as I'm not hurting somebody, no government leader, no religious leader can say I've got to follow their cult. This is the cutting edge of true liberalism. But I don't use that term because the modern liberal is like Evan McGinnis said, is like a Stalinistic freak. And by the way, when you read the Communist Manifesto and you read Das Kapital and you read what they set up as commissars of the Soviet Union over the next 50 years, it is word for word. Political correctness comes from Russia. The stuff they did in Mao's China, they're literally following it here. So Gavin McGinnis is our guest, but get this straight. I'm trying to shock people with the truth. I'm trying to shake people out of their catatonic state. I'm trying to change the world. And a lot of folks go, well, we're supposed to be patriots that sit out in the woods getting our guns ready for civil war, not ever succeeding. And if Trump succeeds, it means he sold out. Liberty in the last 300 years keeps succeeding. That's what this is all about. What we're promoting is prosperity and choice and private property and do what you want as long as you don't hurt somebody. That's really sexy compared to what these people are selling. They're unlistenable. The lecturing, the word control, NPR is like a Jim Jones brainwashing cult. No emotion to just soothe you into oblivion. Evan McGinnis, can't stop watching him. Watch him on the treadmill. Watch him, you know, or listen to him when I'm out jogging or whatever, if you can call it jogging. Yeah, and then my son listens to it as well. And it's addictive because it's real. It's unscripted. I saw a rant you did, a Thanksgiving rant. If you could repeat that here, I didn't tell you I was going to do this, where you laid out statistics. I'm well aware of them. They're very accurate, where whites are some of the most unupwardly mobile people ever now. A lot of them are living off family wealth. They're a total joke. But then there's this cosmology that whites are like these brainiac demons. And the average white person I know, quite frankly, is the most liberal, brainwashed, sad excuse for a person you can imagine, with their thumb up their you-know-what, going around moral justice, you know, signaling, virtue signaling to everybody, like a mental patient. And then I'm hearing these masterminds are doing something. So it's just crazy. If you could repeat that rant, it'd be great. But separately, other points you'd like to add in the next 6-7 minutes we have left with Gavin McGinnis of Compound Media.
Well, their whole ethos is based on power. So we had a coach recently. They were playing rap music in the gym and in the change rooms. And he, I don't know if we can swear on your show, but he comes in and he goes, I don't want to hear that music with N-word this and N-word that. But he used the actual expletive. And I hate that kind of music and I don't want to hear it in here. He gets fired for using that word.
He gets fired for saying, don't use the N-word.
So I heard about in Germany, I heard that if you want to make stickers that have no swastika, like it's a swastika crossed out, you can't make them because you have to make the swastika first to cross it out. So no, that's illegal. And so that's the kind of parameters we have. That's the guidelines we have to abide by. But then everyone else, you know, every rap song, I had a teacher, a buddy of mine, he teaches troubled kids out in Bushwick in East New York. He told them he doesn't want them saying that word. They didn't even know it was a bad word. To them, it's a word like the or something. So they would change it to neighbor and ninja. Anyway, the reason that we have these different rules is because it's about power. So we're the only ones that can be racist because we're the ones in power. And you go, okay, so it's about power and wealth. Is that it? We're the exception because we're the powerful and the wealthy. But we're not. We're number 16 down on the chart. You got Lebanese Americans, American Africans. Like Kenyans are making more money than whites.
Because they don't have chips on their shoulders. I'll tell you, it's super refreshing to actually be around a lot of Africans from Africa, they're just outgoing. They got business. They got things to do. They want to do things. They don't have freaking chips on their shoulders.
The only thing I don't like about people from Africa is they're racist. They hate black people. And they're like, you cannot go around black people. They will kill you. They are dangerous, crazy people. And you go, I don't like when you talk that way around my fellow African-Americans, American-African. I consider it quite rude. But the whole idea of, you don't know what it's like to get into an elevator and see all these old ladies grab their purse because they think you're going to rob them. And I go, nor does a Chinese person. Nor does a Japanese person. You understand that we're not at the top anymore, and your whole paradigm of powerful people can take endless abuse means you have to go abuse these Lebanese Americans because they're the ones kicking ass and taking names. You know, in The Death of the West, Pat Buchanan said it beautifully. He said, you know, the West didn't start slavery. It ended it. And we had a balance sheet of zero after the Civil War. We're done with capitulation. We're done with complaining, hearing complaints about the past. We're not unique anymore when it comes to victimhood. You had a bad life. The Irish had a bad life. Stop whining. Trump is here now. Daddy's home. And you have to do your homework.
Now, speaking of Chinese Americans, people say, oh, are you anti-Asians? You don't like the communist Chinese. No, they're oppressed by them. But I was reading, even CNN had the statistics last year, that the majority of people coming to the U.S. now are not even Mexican. It's Chinese women are now the biggest group, and they come here, and it's middle class or wealthy Chinese.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you want 20, 30,000 free birth? Now you got a kid that's a U.S. citizen. Now you've got a way to get all those benefits. Well, why would rich Chinese want that? Because that's why they're rich. Why wouldn't you come here and get a $30,000 free benefit and have your baby for free? Because we can't be racist. I mean, you know, you're Asian. So there it is. Chinese flock to U.S. to give birth to U.S. citizens, and then we pay for it. $20,000 to $80,000. See, I said $30,000 being conservative. That says $20,000 to $80,000. So the average is like, you know, $40,000 or more. Think about this. This is suicide. This is crazy. I can't go to China and have a free baby.
No, you can't. I think you need $50,000 cash to leave China. And these women are getting on these planes when they're 8.5, 9 months pregnant. If anything should stop this stupid anchor baby rule, it's the way the Chinese are abusing it. But you know what I was thinking about this weekend? I was putting up Christmas decorations, busting my ass, and I've got 3 6, and then you get trouble from the far left where they go, I feel sorry for your daughter, you're such a sexist. And I'm thinking, in both cases, these outliers, they're not putting up Christmas decorations. And the beauty of the modern West post-Trump is I don't want to hear from you unless you're breeding Western children, unless you're putting up Christmas decorations, unless you care. And we can do the Hanukkah, too. As long as you are part of the Judeo-Christian equation, you're making babies and you're here with the rest of us participating, then I want to hear from you. Your vote matters. The rest of you on the fringes, alone, single, playing video games, not breeding, not being part of the American experience, get the hell out of here. We're done with your whining. And that is both extremes on the political spectrum.
Well, I was about to break that down. Misery loves company. And I'm sorry, people demographically that are unhappy, I don't, most of them are white women. They waited until 45. They didn't have kids. They're totally freaked out. And they totally then double down and submit to the state and like make the state their husband. And so if the state's more powerful, they live vicariously through it, even though the state overall really isn't even helping them. And I think that's why they're so upset, is they realize their God, the state, didn't deliver them their next Messiah, Hillary Rodham Clinton, you know, stumbling around like a zombie. And let me ask you this. I live in Austin, Texas. It's a blue state. Yeah. I've had major problems with Republicans as well, but they've been a lot more tolerant, you know, back when I was anti-George Bush for all the wars. I was just a libertarian. I have had Democrats follow me out of restaurants and show me their gun. And this happened in front of witnesses. People say, why don't you pull your camera out? The guy's showing me a gun. And then by the time I was getting ready, he walked around the corner. People walk up and yell at me. Once was caught on tape because I was recording, and go, F you, Alex Jones. And, man, they see me now. And then I've had people that are my friends who then say have a wife in one case, and they say, sorry, you know, we got invited to your holiday party or to your pre-Thanksgiving party. We can't come because you support Trump. I'm like, thank you. Don't let the door hit you on your ass. I was just being nice. But I mean, this is like a cult. Again, cults always demand you break ties with anybody who isn't in the cult.
And you know what else cults do is they punish you when you leave. And that's what we get with that movie, The Red Pill, where this feminist goes out to crush this men's rights group and mock them for all their stupid arguments. She debates them. She goes, these are actually really good points. And then she becomes red pilled. So now the feminists are out to get her. We've got this guy, Julie S. Lalonde. I'm starting to name names, by the way. We need to identify these saboteurs. She's shutting down this theater. They just shut it down in Ottawa at the Mayfair Theater because Julie has decided that she has to punish her fellow feminist Scientologists for flying the coop. And isn't it funny, by the way, that we're the fascists, right? We're the ones who have to have our homes named in a trust so they can't find our homes. We're the ones who have to have a gun under the bed. We're the ones who have to have a gun in another room. We're the ones who are losing friends because we dared to violate their thoughts, the thought policing. And you go, you sure sound like the fascist to me because I've never done that to anyone. I don't want to know where my enemies live. I don't want to harass their children. But you look at Dana Lash's Instagram feed, and every picture of her kids is carefully hidden because these bastards are psychotic.
And by the way, I don't want to have to get into all this, but I have to have full-time security because these people are so serious, they're so real, they're so dedicated. And then to see the left, got to have your house in a trust, whole same, same 9 yards, got to cover your kids, because they're so fascist, they're so mentally ill, and they're allied with the most radical forms of Islam that throw gay people off buildings, murder women, sexually mutilate them, won't let them drive cars, and our government's backing the Saudi Arabian Wahhabist version worldwide, and you bring it up to them, and they scream, you're an Islamophobe, and I go out to these anti-Trump rallies, and it's a bunch of Islamicists foaming at the mouth against America. It's incredible how much they hate this country. What happened to the so-called left?
They became, power corrupts, absolute power corrupts, absolutely, and they became dictators. They became fascists because they got too much power. And if you want to know who's in power, by the way, a great litmus test is to see who you can't make fun of. You want to make fun of, you want to do piss Christ, you want to put Jesus in urine, no problem. You want to make the Virgin Mary out of elephant dung? Well, we're not going to be nuts about it, but you can still put that in a taxpayer-funded museum. You mock feminists? Well, your movie's going to be shut down. You mock Muhammad? We're going to send guys there to shoot Pamela Geller because you dared to question Islam. So, and by the way, justice was beautifully meted out there in that particular instance. But the moral of the story here is you guys are blind with power, and I can prove it because I'm not allowed to make fun of you.
In the 3 minutes we've got left, Gavin, first, thanks for coming on the broadcast.
Thanks for having me.
I'm excited to see people only getting more excited now that Trump got in, not going back to sleep like used to happen when a Republican got elected. This is so exciting. I think it's key to continue to support Trump, to wait and see what he actually does with these appointments. I think if some of the appointments are bad, knowing his management style, he's going to fire them if they don't carry out his will. I think it's probably a smart strategy. Just look at how the elite are attacking him. Look at the demonization. Look at how he's actually delivering on Americanism, not globalism. I mean, this guy is light years better than Hillary. I don't believe in a lesser of two evils. But in the case of Trump, I do see this vitriol forming out there that, oh, my God, we got betrayed again when the guy's still 45 days out of office.
Yeah, it is crazy, isn't it? Look, we've always been fighting fascists. When I was a punk rock teenager, I was fighting Nazi skinheads. We've always been at war, and we've been running. The only difference in the past 8 years has been we were getting bullets from behind us. So we're out there fighting, and we look back and we see, zoop, zoop, and we've got neocons and Republicans and even some paleoconservatives shooting at us. Now Trump has our back. Now we just yelled out, cover me, and the bullets are going in the same direction as us on either side, and we can really focus on it. So I had some good times gloating. I'm really enjoying the revenge. But the big picture here is we're fighting the fascists. We're fighting the censors. We're fighting the people who are out to extinguish our freedoms. And someone has our back. That's a totally different way to fight. And it's a great way to win.
That's right. And again, I said this 3 weeks ago. They're going to try to cut Trump's base out by saying he's not 100% delivering even before he gets into office. And the Washington Post last week admitted that and said our strategy is to cut their base away from him.
Good luck.
They think we're so stupid. They talk to us like we're dumb. It's their constituents that are stupid.
Yeah, and they use these same old games, too. Like, Tucker Carlson is great, his new show. I call it Tucker Porn. And you just watch him destroy liberals. And they say things like they had this black guy on who was calling the murder of the Somali terrorist racist. He goes, but aren't you a suspected white supremacist? And you can see Tucker just go, with his face, say, no, we're not doing that. You said that word so much, you diluted it now to nothing. So all your old tropes are dead. All your old tricks are done. You're just...
Oh, I love how they'll bring the race thing up like they've got the ultimate weapon and they've got you. Like,
yes.
Aren't you a white supremacist? And I'm like, yeah, and I'm an Easter Bunny too. Don't you get it, moron? You're the one bringing race into things.
It's their death knell. It really is. And all their other big trick, by the way, is what about your children? What if your son was blah, blah, blah? What if your mother was raped or something? They try to make you irrational by bringing your family into it. You just go, we're not doing that anymore. I'm not playing your stupid games because you lost. You know, I remember I was a young man and this girl, Rosanna Saracino, she dumped me and I was drunk, lying asleep on the kitchen floor. I couldn't get over it. My friend Pat Bannister just picked me up by the lapels and he goes, it's over, it's over, it's over. He said it about 20 times. And I feel like we just have to grab half of America and go, you lost, you lost, you lost. Psh, psh, psh. Wake up.
I totally agree with you. And if you look at it, I'm not a person to gloat and rub faces in it. But in their little false world, it's all about them gloating and having triumph over us. So it's important to explain you have no power. You're a joke. You're not real intellectuals. You're basically frauds, and so get with the program and stop being such dumbasses.
Yeah, we'll be here waiting for you when you're ready.
All right, Gavin McGinnis is our guest. He's going to leave us now. You can find more at compoundmedia.com, and it feels so good to know we're in this war to overthrow these tyrants, and I'm glad we're right beside each other on those front lines with Trump covering us. We'll be back. Thank you so much, Gavin.
Cheers. Thanks, Alex.
We'll be back, folks.
I want to tell you about a brand new off-the-grid product. It's a pocket-sized solar generator. Even though it's so small you can put it in your pocket, it can actually run some 110 appliances at your house, like small refrigerators to keep your food from spoiling. The best part, though, you can take it with you. It's mobile to jumpstart cars, trucks, buses, 18-wheelers, huge tractors, even airplanes. The new PPX system provides an endless supply of off-the-grid electricity, basically creating your own private power grid anywhere in the world. A true innovation. I have never seen anything like this. You're going to want to load up on these. One for your truck, your wife's car, your house, cabin. It's even a great Christmas idea if you've got a friend who wants to get off the grid. Go to privatepowergrid.com. That's privatepowergrid.com. And check this out. Buy one right now. Use coupon code GCN at checkout and get a second one free, along with $300 in free off-the-grid bonuses. Check it out. privatepowergrid.com. Limited one per household. PrivatePowerGrid.com.
Good evening, TV. My name is Charlie Sayles. I'm coming at you from FetalRecords.com. Now, we've got a great Christmas album coming at you. I'm not the only one on it. Many artists give you different bouquets of styles and feels of the Christmas spirit. Now, again, FetalRecords.com. Charlie Sayles. And have a Merry Christmas.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Whey have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Whey is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Your own personal Jesus.
About preparations for civil unrest that we know.
Someone to hear.
The globalists have been trying to prepare before and during the inauguration of Trump. Is it 45 days out now? I need to actually check the calendar. So we're watching all of that unfold right now. 45 days, my memory served correct. Also, we're going to look at what the media has turned into Pizzagate. We just called it the WikiLeaks and all the weird child stuff that was in there. And law enforcement believes that there's some things going on there with children. Everybody then in mainstream media began to focus on one little area of Reddit talking about some pizza parlor. And then we looked at it, and now the media has turned it into this big deal saying that we are the progenitors, the creators of it. It's just not true. And this is just standard what they do. It's why they have no viewers, why they have no listeners. But I've got a lawyer coming on who was reportedly in the pizza place, Comet Pizza, yesterday. But some guy came in with a gun and reportedly fired off the shotgun or something. Nobody was hurt. And he's been on CNN saying it's my fault. And, you know, it just gets old. I'm getting criticized all over the Internet for 3 weeks that I'm covering up Pizzagate. Okay? And CNN knows that full well. I'm not covering up Pizzagate, and I'm not behind Pizzagate. Julian Assange released the tens of thousands of Podesta emails. Tens of thousands. And a whole bunch of them have got some really creepy stuff. And I'm like, we'll be meeting you at the farmhouse. We'll have 3 children, 6, 7, and 8. They're very pleasing. They'll be in the hot tub waiting for your entertainment. That's not the pizza place. That's some farmhouse out in the middle of New York. I mean, it's weird, okay? I spent days reading thousands of these damn things. I can't do it anymore. No one's looking into that, though. It's all just obsessing on ping pong pizza because 3 weeks ago, CNN, the New York Times, the Washington Post picked that as the fake news paradigm. You've got all this whole world. This whole world of the Podesta emails and super bombshell stuff there. Paper play, money laundering, I mean, it's bad. How do you kill that? You focus on one little spot to get everyone looking at ping pong pizza. I don't know what's going on at ping pong pizza. The guy may just have really bad taste in art. Because let me tell you, it's Creepville. And there's some creepy people. Maybe they just have rock guys that play songs and talk about their preference being children. There's video of that. Before all this happened, I get why folks are flipping out, and people are pissed, and they see the child sex cover up all over the world. I'm telling you, though, that I was told by David Icke like 15 years ago that Jimmy Savile was slitting kids' throats in front of prime ministers at a torture dungeon, and that most of the BBC at high levels are pedophiles. I said, David, you can't say that on my show. You can't. David was proven right. It all came out later. But I can't, I think he's a credible, he believes what he's saying. I think he's a good guy. I don't know if I can buy into all of it. The point is that he was proven right. We should get David Icke back on. All I know is this stuff's crazy. So I've got a real media operation here. And I just can't sit here and definitively, that's what freaks me out about some of the listeners. Is that I'm saying we don't know exactly what's going on. Pizzagate is real and that there's something weird going on. But Pizzagate's bigger than that. The FBI says that pizza and things is used as code words in pedophilia and trafficking kids. That doesn't mean if you have a pizza place, you're involved. I ate pizza yesterday. It doesn't mean that. Because something's a triangle in pedophilia symbols, a big triangle, a little triangle, meaning big man, little boy, doesn't mean that somebody at a pizza place has triangles and that means that it's kids, because that's the symbol of pizza. But I see where all this is going. We got the lawyer who was there and saw the guy come in and shoot things, who thinks it's all my fault, joining us. So I look forward to that. And he'll be on with us with Doug Hagman. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us. And don't forget, 25% off on DNA Force, InfoWarsStore.com. We need your support and your prayers.
Visit GCNLive.com today.